Listening. Task 1. You will hear a radio presenter talking about new books. For questions 1 through 5, choose A, true, or B, false. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Welcome to this week's book program. We've got lots of great new books to tell you about. My Life by Joe Wrigley will keep all fans of Joe's stories happy for hours. It explains a lot about where his ideas come from and gives a picture of what was happening in his life when he was working on his most successful books. I must say, though, that some of it is difficult to understand if you haven't read his other books. Now, for those of you who like a good cry, Goodbye to the Fields by Susan Marks tells the sad story of John, a small boy who has to leave the countryside he loves when the family moved to London because of his father's job. John and his mother would prefer to stay where they are. It's a long time before the family begins to feel comfortable living in the big city. There are plenty of books with helpful advice this week. First, the A to Z of photography would make a great present for anyone just starting out with a camera. It has everything you need to know to take really good photos and learn about cameras, film, lighting and so on. This is not one for the experienced photographer, though. There's not much advanced information here. Turning to the kitchen, Cooking for One by Adrian White says on its cover that even people who hate cooking will find it useful. A month ago, I couldn't even boil an egg. But now I'm producing all sorts of dishes, some quite difficult. And, yes, they taste quite good too. I'm actually enjoying cooking now. I'm now going to try a new book about cooking Italian food. The last book this week is Holidays in Europe by Mary Curtis. This is an enjoyable read, which will start your imagination working as you plan for next year's holiday. It doesn't matter that the writer doesn't talk about the famous places everyone visits, but describes lots of small places away from the main tourist areas. The maps are too small to be useful, but the book is still good value for money. That's it for this week, then. Next week, there's a special report on giving books as presents. So, if you've saved up your money and you're wondering what to get for a friend or relation for their birthdays, you might get some good ideas. I'll look forward to talking to you then.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again.
Welcome to this week's book program. We've got lots of great new books to tell you about. My Life by Joe Wrigley will keep all fans of Joe's stories happy for hours. It explains a lot about where his ideas come from and gives a picture of what was happening in his life when he was working on his most successful books. I must say, though, that some of it is difficult to understand if you haven't read his other books. Now, for those of you who like a good cry, Goodbye to the Fields by Susan Marks tells the sad story of John, a small boy who has to leave the countryside he loves when the family moved to London because of his father's job. John and his mother would prefer to stay where they are. It's a long time before the family begins to feel comfortable living in the big city. There are plenty of books with helpful advice this week. First, the A to Z of photography would make a great present for anyone just starting out with a camera. It has everything you need to know to take really good photos and learn about cameras, film, lighting and so on. This is not one for the experienced photographer, though. There's not much advanced information here. Turning to the kitchen, Cooking for One by Adrian White says on its cover that even people who hate cooking will find it useful. A month ago, I couldn't even boil an egg. But now I'm producing all sorts of dishes, some quite difficult. And, yes, they taste quite good too. I'm actually enjoying cooking now. I'm now going to try a new book about cooking Italian food. The last book this week is Holidays in Europe by Mary Curtis. This is an enjoyable read, which will start your imagination working as you plan for next year's holiday. It doesn't matter that the writer doesn't talk about the famous places everyone visits, but describes lots of small places away from the main tourist areas. The maps are too small to be useful, but the book is still good value for money. That's it for this week, then. Next week, there's a special report on giving books as presents. So, if you've saved up your money and you're wondering what to get for a friend or relation for their birthdays, you might get some good ideas. I'll look forward to talking to you then.
Now, you have 20 seconds to complete the task. Task 2. You will hear a conversation between a teenage girl called Anna and her father about a party. For questions 6 through 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Are you busy, Dad? I've got something I want to ask you. I've been invited to a party on Saturday. Would you give me a lift there?
Where is the party, then?
It's at Tom's house. His sister's 18 on Saturday, and they're having a big celebration. It's going to be brilliant. They're having a disco, and Tom's mum's a wonderful cook, so the food will be good. They've invited all their friends from school, but their cousins will be there too.
Well, I hope the weather stays warm so you can be outside. It sounds as if a lot of people are coming, but it all sounds fine to me. It'll be nice for you to go out at the weekend. You spend too much time at home studying. Now, what time does the party start and what time does it finish?
It starts at 8 o'clock and finishes about 12:30, but Jane's going as well, and her dad will collect us and bring us home afterwards. It's all arranged.
It'll be difficult for us to take you. Mum and I are going to see a film which starts at 7:15. Let's see. Why don't we collect you and Jane at the end of the party? Then you could ask Jane's dad to take you both to the party at 8.
I'm sure that'll be fine. I'll go and give Jane a ring.
Just one thing, though. We'll pick you up at 11:30. I really think that's late enough.
Oh, Dad! That's so early. Remember, we don't have to go to school on Sunday. Don't make us leave an hour before everyone else.
Well, I suppose it is the weekend. Let's say midnight, but definitely no later.
But...
That's my final decision. Now, go and ring Jane before I change my mind.
Okay.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again.
Are you busy, Dad? I've got something I want to ask you. I've been invited to a party on Saturday. Would you give me a lift there?
Where is the party, then?
It's at Tom's house. His sister's 18 on Saturday, and they're having a big celebration. It's going to be brilliant. They're having a disco, and Tom's mum's a wonderful cook, so the food will be good. They've invited all their friends from school, but their cousins will be there too.
Well, I hope the weather stays warm so you can be outside. It sounds as if a lot of people are coming, but it all sounds fine to me. It'll be nice for you to go out at the weekend. You spend too much time at home studying. Now, what time does the party start and what time does it finish?
It starts at 8 o'clock and finishes about 12:30. But Jane's going as well, and her dad will collect us and bring us home afterwards. It's all arranged.
It'll be difficult for us to take you. Mum and I are going to see a film which starts at 7:15. Let's see. Why don't we collect you and Jane at the end of the party? Then you could ask Jane's dad to take you both to the party at 8.
I'm sure that'll be fine. I'll go and give Jane a ring.
Just one thing, though. We'll pick you up at 11:30. I really think that's late enough.
Oh, Dad! That's so early. Remember, we don't have to go to school on Sunday. Don't make us leave an hour before everyone else.
Well, I suppose it is the weekend. Let's say midnight, but definitely no later. That's my final decision. Now, go and ring Jane before I change my mind.
Okay.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening tasks.